Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Sheyarit Yisrael, Regal Yovad Yisrael, Amrim Shma Yisrael.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
May all your body soil, Amin Shema Yisrael.
The Eternal Light. National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, All We Have Left, was written by Harry Gersh and is presented in observance of Shavuot, the festival of the giving of the law.
Children come in, you'll start telling stories, and I'll never get my shoes.
A story, Reb Aaron! It's time for a story! Tomorrow is Shavuot! Reb Aaron, and you haven't told us a story yet!
Well, it's true, Reb Aaron. The holiday is almost upon us, and no story. For the children.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. I am a cobbler, not a storyteller. Anyway, I haven't time. Can't you see that Baruch is waiting for his shoes?
You see that before every holiday, but you always tell us a story.
Yes, yes, we older folk can read from the books, but for the children there must be a story to mark the meaning of the holiday. All right, then. Baruch can wait for his shoes. Now then, what is the holiday season?
Shavuot!
And what do we celebrate?
The giving of the law.
Yes, the season of the giving of the law. This year, I have a new story. A story that really happened here in Eretz Israel. Right here, in Kfar Gevura. We had terraced the hills and planted our crops. We built homes for the people and barns for the herds. We set aside a place that we call synagogue. We make the wilderness reflect the smile of the Lord. All this we did for ourselves. We built it well and with great joy because we knew that this surely would go down to our children, our own and the children without parents gathered up from the ruined cities, the death camps of Europe.
Kfar Gevura, you're home now, children. You're home. Climb down, we'll sort you out. That's right. Now, easy, easily.
Hello, Judy. Well, here they are.
How many did you bring, Baruch?
17.
17? I thought you were...
I know. I was supposed to bring 12 children, but when I finally got through down there, I had 17.
And we finally scraped up 12 beds.
Well, there was some long story about a ship that didn't come in and a ship that did come in. I don't know. Anyway, the youth Aliyah people said that there were 17 orphans for Kfar Gevura. So I brought them.
Of course. If we have room for 12 children, we have room for 17. I guess that's the history of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Judith, there's one. There. That little one climbing down now, carrying the dirty bundle. His name's Shimon. You'll have to take care of him yourself.
Oh, something wrong? Is he sick?
The doctor at Camp Leith said just to leave him alone and he'd straighten up.
But what's wrong with him?
Well, for one thing, he won't talk. And he won't play with the other children. And especially...
Yes?
The that bundle. You mustn't try to take it away or even touch it.
Oh, it looks like a bundle of rags. Is it his clothes?
Well, they don't know. He won't tell anyone what's in that parcel. And he goes crazy if he thinks you're going to touch it. I know. I tried to help him aboard the truck.
Oh. Well, all right, Baruch. I'll go over and try to make friends. Shimon, huh?
Yes, Shimon. And gently...
Hello, Shimon. My name's Judith. You're going to stay with me. How do you like the Fagivuda? Where did you come from, Shimon?
No!
You needn't be afraid of me, Shimon. We're going to be friends. Come, I'll show you where we're going to live. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're so hungry you haven't the strength to talk, huh? Come on, we'll go eat. Here, take my hand. No? All right. I'll go away.
I watched them go off. Judith, who was the nurse for Kefagabura, amongst other things, of course, and the boy Shimon walking warily, holding tightly to a bundle that looked like dirty rags. We had no records on Shimon, no birthplace, no age, no background. But they're not important to us here in Israel. We're not particularly interested in parents, education, color, political affiliation. We don't even ask for a clean bill of health. We ask only, are you lost? Is there no home for you but this homeland?
Good morning, Shimon. Time to get up. Shimon, it's time for breakfast. Shimon! Shimon, where are you? He's not here. Red Aaron, did you see Shimon, the boy who came last night with the bundle?
No. Where did he go?
Well, I don't know. I got up and he's gone. He's a strange boy.
Well, where could he go?
Baruch! Baruch, come here!
Esther! Now what?
Shimon, he's gone. I can't find him.
Where did he go?
Questions we had before we called you, Baruch. Now we're looking for answers. Did you see Shimon this morning?
Well, no, but it's hard to see one small boy.
When did you see him last, Judith?
Last night. He finally ate after I left the food on the table and walked out.
Judith, are you sure he slept in the house?
Yes. He wouldn't get onto the cot while I was there, but later when I made believe that I was asleep, he crept in and lay down with all his clothes on, clutching that bundle of his.
Well, I'll go ask everyone.
Are you looking for Shimon? I saw.
Oh, Habibi, why didn't you say so? And where were you? Where did you see him?
Behind a barn. He was going toward the north field. He was running.
Oh, when, Habibi? Just now?
No.
Earlier?
Oh, it was very early, Red Baron. I got up before everyone to see if the new lamb came.
Quickly, Habibi, without lamb stories.
Quiet, Baruch. Let the boy tell it his own way.
To see if the new lamb came, but it hadn't. And Yaakov promised that it would come last night. That's when I saw the new boy running with his bundle.
Baruch, you go tell Yaakov. He'll get word to all the men in the field.
Right.
And you, Habibi, I want you to bring all the children to the cobbler's shop right away.
All right, children. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Do you all know the new boy, Shimon?
The boy with the bundle.
Well, now I want to tell you about Shimon. No one was kind to him for a long time. So he hasn't learned how to be kind. No one allowed him to play. So he doesn't know how to play. Now you must be kind to him and teach him how to play. Even if he's unfriendly at first.
What about that
in
time?
In spite of anything, Habibi.
All right, Red Baron. We'll show him how to play.
Come on, let's go.
Shimon came back that day, toward noon,
He must have gotten hungry. No one saw him come back, but suddenly he was there, watching us from a distance and clutching his rag-wrapped bundle tightly. We could see the tear marks in the dirt on his face. He ate what Judith gave him, but he would not say where he had gone or why. It was like that for a few days.
Outside, I want to show you something.
What, Judith? Don't tell me the lamb has been born.
No, no, this is more exciting. Look, over there.
That's a little far for these eyes. All I see is the children playing.
Yes, but look who's standing there.
Shimmer. Oh, but he's only standing. He's not playing.
Oh, yes, that will come later. But for the first time, he's gone over to the other children. Come, let's walk over.
Did he disappear again this morning?
Yes, but only for a little while, an hour or so.
You want to play with us, Shimmer?
I guess you don't. You're still it, David.
They're trying, Red Aaron.
Oh, yes, Judith. In a peculiar way, the children understand. Perhaps better than we do.
Crumpled from my pocket.
I didn't do anything. Why'd she hit me?
Shimon disappeared again, and he came back again. In his scared, twisted mind, he knew that Tapagavura was his home, and that we were his people. But there remained a hard, crusty wall between us. A wall built in his mind of the unspoken cruelties and horrors that he had seen. Things no child can see and remember and remain a child. After a while, the children accepted him as a silent, unapproachable watcher at their games and chores. Then one day, while the children were at school, Shimon came to my cobbler shop.
Hello, Shimon. No, don't go away. You can watch. I'm lonely here by myself. Do you see this shoe? It's Jakob's shoe. He takes care of the cows and chickens. He's a hard man on shoes. Have you seen the sheep, Shimon? No? Oh, you should go. Jakob will show you the new lamb. Yes. How are your shoes? Do they need new soles? Or heels? Maybe laces. All boys need new laces.
No.
Oh, no. That is odd. You're the first boy I've seen whose shoelaces weren't knotted together. Come in a little closer, Shim. Maybe you'd like to learn to be a cobbler, eh? Eh? Well, would you like to help me?
I don't know how.
I'll tell you a secret. I didn't know anything about shoemaking when I came to Kapagavura. Now I'm an expert. Here, I'll show you how it's done. First, we cut off this part of the sole. Part of the hole. Yes, only use a sharp knife, not like this one. Then we fit the new sole on like this. Then, we start nailing. Look here, Shimon. You drive a few nails. Come now. Come on. Yes, that's right. Shimon, would be easier if you put down your bundle.
No!
The terror of the past was too strong for little Shimon. And the past was clutched in that rag-wrapped bundle. I knew then that Shimon would become a little boy only when the bundle was unwrapped. But he would have to do it by himself. This time, Shimon was gone for only a few hours. In a way, it was a measure of his getting better. For a little while, he avoided me. But soon he was with the children, the little watcher at the games.
Hey, Shimon! Come on to the game! We need one more thief and
side. Shimon, come on, play.
Now let's go away.
Down, now. Leave Shimon alone. He only wants to play with you, Shimon. He's a good dog.
Now let's go away. Go away.
Down, now. Down.
Go away. Go away. Tell him to go away.
What happened?
Shimon kicked
Yow. Well, let me look. All right, all right, Habibi.
Quiet.
Let me hold him here. Oh, he'll be all right. He's only stunned a little. No bones broken. Now, all right, Habibi. Stop crying. Where did Shimon go?
He went
one at a time. Habibi, you tell me.
He ran away towards the hills.
Almost gone.
Bark, what? Are you looking for Shimon, or are you talking to the animal?
Oh, Aaron. What time is it?
The moon has set. It must be near 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? And how long does this go on?
Until we find him. He's only a young boy and half scared to death by now.
Listen. I'd be scared myself out alone in these hills.
Well, you won't find him standing here. I can tell you, Shimon isn't under that rock.
Aaron, tell me, is it any use with that boy? Maybe we'd better send him to the hospital at Tel Aviv.
He belongs to Kfar Gevura now, Baruch. He brought the same investment you and I brought. Ourselves and a bundle of rags. It would only hurt him to be sent off to a new group of strangers.
Yes, I guess you're right. Well, I'll look some more.
Shimon! Shimon! When day broke, we gave up the search. Perhaps in the sunlight, Shimon's terror would melt a little and he would come home. Tired, we came out of the hills, went to our homes, and prepared for morning services. It was Thursday, as I remember. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, he who maketh peace in his high places, may he make peace for us and for all Israel. And say ye, Amen.
Look, it's Shimon. There, in the doorway.
Quiet, quiet. You're interrupting the service. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, and thine enemies shall be scattered. What is it, Shimon? What are you trying to say? You're interrupting the service.
That's all we have left. That's all we have left.
Well, what is all we have left?
All we have left.
Speak, Shimon. What is all you have left? Don't be afraid. You're among friends in Eretz Israel.
They wanted to take it away. They wanted to take it away.
Who wanted to take it away, Shimon?
They beat me. They chased me with dogs. It's all we have left.
No one will take it away now, Shimon. You needn't be afraid any longer.
He's opening up his bundle.
The bundle is...
See? They wanted to take it away.
A Torah. A safer Torah. Tell me, Shimon... Where did you get this scroll of the law?
My father told me to take it to Eretz Israel. He said it's all we have left.
Where is your father?
Way back there, in the forest. He told me to go and
on, Isaac. Take your boy. Go.
Come, Sherman. Here, Sherman. Crawl in under these branches. Quiet. Now they're just you and I, Sherman. You and I. Sherman, you must be brave. You must be a man before your time.
Yes, Papa.
Sherman, you have something very hard to do now. Something very brave. Will you?
Yes. I can do it, Papa.
You have to go alone.
No.
For me, Sherman. For me and David and Mama. And all the rest of our people. Only you and I are left. Only you. In a few moments, I will leave you. I'll go that way, to the left. As soon as you hear my voice start running, the other way, with the moon over your right shoulder. Do you understand, Sherman?
Yes, Papa. I understand.
And Sherman, here. Take this. Do you know what is in this package?
It is our Torah.
Yes, our Torah. It is all we have left, Jim. All we have left. We have you, a small boy, and our Torah. Take it to Eretz Israel. I don't know how, but somehow God will lead you. It is all we have left.
Yes, Papa. I will take our Torah to Eretz Israel. I'll take it.
I'm going away now. Remember, when you hear my voice, run quickly with the moon over your right shoulder. But wait for my voice. Goodbye, Shimon. You are the man now. And you have the Torah.
Hey, Nazi! Did you lose me?
Night after night I ran. The woods were dark. Sometimes men chased me and sometimes dogs. But I wouldn't let them take it away from me. My father said it's all we have left. Here, Reb Aaron. I give it to you.
Your father was right, Shimon. It is all we have left. Our Torah. Shimon has brought us a legacy from our 6 million martyred brothers in Europe. The Holy Scroll of the Law. We shall place this Torah in the Ark of the Congregation of Kfar Gevura. Stand beside me, Shimon. Today we shall read the portion of the Law from the Torah you brought us. Rise up, O Lord, and thine enemies shall be scattered, and they that hate thee shall flee before thee. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
God Lulonai Iti Onan Mashav
like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Irving Lehman of the Miami Beach Jewish Center. Rabbi Lehman.
It is hard to believe that a young child torn from parents and dear ones, driven and harried, desperately weary and afraid, would yet cling with such devotion to a package, even if it did contain the scroll of the law. How often it must have seemed to impede his progress. How often he must have been tempted to relieve himself of its weight. But his father's last words constantly reverberated through his little mind and heart. Cling to it. It is all we have left. And Shimon continued to carry his bundle. What a powerful message for our time. Like little Shimon, we are all engaged in a desperate flight from the evils that beset our torn and unhappy world. We too seek a promised land where we may yet achieve our dream of universal peace, freedom from want, freedom from fear, and security for all. And we too are challenged to hold on to the precious package that has been bequeathed to us by our forefathers of generations past. The message of God. The message of faith in his goodness. Of dedication to his moral law. The words of Shimon's father must be our guide today. Guard the package. It is all we have left. Yes, it is all we have left. Without it, humanity is doomed. With it, we shall have life.
Thank you, Rabbi Lehman. Our eternal eye drama today, All We Have Left, was written by Harry Gersh and was presented in observance of Shavuot, the festival of the giving of the law. It is based on the book Habibi's Adventures in Israel, written by Althea Silverman and published by Block in New York. Music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. Sarah Fussell was featured as Shimon and John McGovern as Aaron. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Due to the festival of Shavuot, the Eternal Light will not be heard next Sunday. It will resume its regular dramatizations the following week. Free time to present the Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.